The World Affairs Council is an organization, a not-for-profit organization that was established perhaps about 20 years ago to help persons in the central Illinois area understand foreign policy issues. We have a regular speakers program where about once a month except for the summer, we have a speaker come in at a dinner program. And then we also, each spring for the last 7 or 8 years, we've been coordinating what's known as the Great Decisions Program, which is a series of discussions on foreign policy issues.
And did you find that there was just a void for people that did want to learn more about these types of issues around the world?
Yeah, I think it's very difficult to learn about foreign policy issues. The local press has perhaps one page of it. I know NPR covers it pretty well. But, you know, you have to sort of look to find issues. And the World Affairs Council gives people a chance to meet with persons who are interested and have discussions about these issues.
And sometimes you bring people in to speak, and sometimes they're people who just live here, teach here, work here.
Well, that's correct. We have a mix of programs. Obviously, we can't afford a lot of speakers from out of town, so we have usually one or two speakers that we bring in who are more high profile, perhaps, and the rest are local people who are actually quite knowledgeable on their subject, so we sort of spread our budget out that way.
Well, you mentioned the Great Decisions Program, a series of sessions that are going to be taking place starting on Tuesday. Talk about some of those, including the one that's coming up first.
All right, the first program that's coming up is very timely. It's on Russia and the Near Abroad, which would focus on the Ukrainian issue. Steve Schwark from the UIS faculty is going to facilitate that. They're meant to be a discussion of things. It's not meant to be a lecture. Citizens are asked to state their opinions and discuss various approaches to U.S. foreign policy issues in regard to Russia and the Ukraine on that one. We have several other programs coming up. They're each, for the next 6 weeks, starting on Tuesday, there will be a discussion group called the Great Decisions Program.
Do you feel there's been this a movement, maybe over the last few decades or so, that we become a little more insulated, a little more only looking at what's going on around us here, not paying attention to the world stage as much? You hear that a lot, that people's news consumption is not really focused on what's happening overseas.
I think that's correct. I think the American public in general over the years has focused more on domestic issues than on foreign policy issues. But I have a feeling that's changing as the world is getting smaller in the sense that we're all connected by air and internet and other ways of learning about the world. I think maybe that's changing. And it's certainly foreign policy is much more important.
Well, you mentioned the first event is going to be Tuesday. And those people that want to go, where is it at? And also, is there a cost involved?
There is a cost if you want the materials, but it's free if you just want to come and participate. The evening starts with a short video presentation, then we fall into a discussion of the topic of the evening. The meetings are going to be held this year at the Laurel United Methodist Church at South Grand and Walnut. They're from 7 to 9 on Tuesday and the next 5 successive Tuesdays. And the general public is certainly open to attend.
One of the things you also mentioned there was it's not meant to be a lecture. It's more of a discussion. How does it progress when somebody comes? I mean, is it everybody sits around and you just bring up the topic and go from there? How does that work?
The foreign this is a program developed actually by the Foreign Policy Association. If people want to see how the program operates, their webpage at foreignpolicyassociation.com will explain it. But the evening would start like this. We would generally show a short video, usually about 10 to 15 minutes, which gives people the background. Our presenter, who we've tried to identify people who have some background in the area, will then talk for a few minutes, and then we open it up to discussions. And the materials have several discussion questions. On the Ukraine, the first one is, why is Russia so interested in the Ukraine? Of course, the Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union. It split off a few years ago. And then it leads into various issues on what should the U.S. role in that area be. So we would have that kind of discussion.
And lively discussions, I'm assuming, at times. Disagreements at times.
There usually is some disagreement within the group. And also, if people want to, at the end of each session, you can go to the Foreign Policy Association website, and there is an opinion ballot, which is then tabulated at the end of each year and sent on to Congress and various other foreign policy decision makers. So you can have a role in trying to influence American foreign policy. These materials are designed so they're not coming from one perspective or another. They try to give all sides of the issue presented.
We mentioned the first program that's going to be taking place Tuesday night. Run down the list, if you could, of what else is happening over the next few weeks.
Sure. On March 31st, we have a program on sectarianism in the Middle East. So if you're interested in the difference between Sunni and Shiite Muslims and the various Muslim sects, that would be a good one to go to. After that, we have India, followed by Brazil, which is a changing country at this point, followed by that by the Syrian refugee crisis. That's April 21st. And finally, I'm doing the last programming on human trafficking, which we're going to talk about international human trafficking, and I'm personally interested in the issue here locally and domestically on the issue of human trafficking.
How do you come up with the topics for this? Just by things that people want to talk about, or do you look at who you can, you know, who's available to come in and talk?
Well, actually, the topics are designed by the Foreign Policy Association. Each summer, they put together a booklet of about maybe 100 pages, 20 pages on a topic. That sort of gives you the background information. If people want that, that's where the cost associated with the program is. So the topics are picked by them. They have eight topics. We just pick six. We arbitrarily decided to limit our program to six. And then we find various local persons who could facilitate the discussion. And this year, coincidentally, it's all UIS faculty that are participating.